Hello and welcome to Kyocera Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Tonight, we have a guest commentator, Jim Nelson from Boston. Please chime in.
Hello, everybody. How are you this afternoon?
Okay, and we'll be hearing from him throughout the game, giving us scores and some commentary, some MLB news, etc. For the game tonight, we've got the Chunichi Dragons facing the Oryx Buffaloes at Osaka's Kyocera Dome. For the Chunichi Dragons, leading off and playing shortstop is Ibata. Batting second, playing center field, Hidenori. Fukudome bats third, playing right field. Woods bats fourth in the designated hitter spot, as we're at a Pacific League home stadium. Morino bats fifth, playing third base. Inoue plays left field, batting sixth. Watanabe plays first base, batting seventh. Tanishige will be behind the plate, batting eighth. And second baseman Morioka will be batting ninth. For the home Osaka Buffaloes, or Oryx Buffaloes, leading off is Onishi, playing center field. Shimoyama bats second, playing right. At first base is Kitagawa, batting third. Cleanup is Tuffy Rhodes in the designated hitter spot. Allen bats fifth, playing left field. Shiozaki bats sixth, playing third base. Abe, which Abe? There are two of them. Masahiro Abe bats seventh, playing second base. Obiki bats eighth at shortstop, and Matoyama will be behind the plate, catching. On the pitcher, Davey takes the mound for the Oryx Buffaloes, while Ogasawara will be pitching for the visiting Chunichi Dragons. Davey has appeared in 11 games so far, has 3 wins, 5 losses, and a 3.33 ERA. Ogasawara for the Dragons has appeared in 5 games so far, winning 4, losing none, and has a 1.87 ERA. Ogasawara was May's pitcher, Central League pitcher of the month. Pitching MVP, that's it. So, Davey finishes up his warm-up pitches. Over the last 5 games, Davey is 1-3. The clock strikes 6 here in Japan, Japan Standard Time. And Ibata stands in. Ibata's batting .293 on the year with 3 home runs and 22 RBIs. The first pitch by Davey misses up high. Ball 1. And at 6 o'clock, this game is underway. Davey into the windup. The tall right-hander delivers the next pitch down the middle for a called strike 1. Davey's third offering swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Count goes to 2 strikes and a ball. Kitagawa fields that one as it rolled onto the playing field. Davey into the windup. The fourth offering swung on and lined up the right field line, foul. Count remains 2 strikes and a ball. The next offering swung on and grounded to short. Shortstop Obiki up with the ball, throws across the diamond in time for out number 1. That'll bring up center fielder Hidenori. The first pitch down the middle, called strike 1. Hidenori batting .355 on the season, no home runs and 3 RBIs. The second offering swung on and grounded to this shortstop, who's up with the ball, throws a little high to first, but handled well by the first baseman, two-way. That'll bring up right fielder Fukudome, the talk of the town in Boston, I believe, huh?
Yes, there early reports indicate that Kosuke Fukudome is catching the Red Sox eye.
Okay.
Despite the fact that there's a... despite the logjam in the outfield.
Okay, the first pitch to Fukudome misses low and away for ball one. Fukudome's batting .283, 9 home runs and 35 RBIs on the season. Takes the next pitch down low, ball two, no strikes, 2 balls. And Fukudome did announce before the season started that he was thinking of going to the majors next season. So he'll be a catch for some major league team next year. Next pitch swung on, fouled back. 1 strike, 2 balls. Nobody on, 2 down here in the top of the first for the Dragons. The fourth offering by Davey, called strike 2, up and over the outside part of the plate. The next offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Count remains 2-2. The 2-2 offering swung on and grounded to the right side. Second baseman up with the ball, throws to first in time. 3 away. So the Dragons are retired in order here in the first. Going to the bottom of the first, we still have no score. And Nelson-san, how about telling us a little more about Boston's outfield situation and the prospects for Fukudome?
Well, the Red Sox are pretty much set for outfield as of right now. You have 2 good backups in Eric Hinsky and William Opeña, and your starters are Manny Ramirez, Coco Crisp, and J.D. Drew. Manny Ramirez is starting to heat up at the plate, and he's always been suspect in the field. Just maybe and many, as they always say. But rumors are that Coco Crisp will be going out at the end of this season if he does not shape up. He's only batting .226 with 1 home run. The only real asset that he has is that he has a lot of speed. His ability to bunt for a hit or sacrifice a person and over is usually the only reason that the Red Sox is keeping them in the lineup. J.D. Drew, the right fielder, has just been tanking since he had a great start in April, and they're actually in a platoon situation right now between Pena and Drew. Drew's only batting about .226. He sat last night with the left-hander Lenny DiNardo pitching, but didn't really make much of a difference as the Red Sox lost 2-0.
Okay, Oga Sawada is taking his warm-up pitches. Thank you for that Fukudome report. Oga Sawada has finished his warm-up pitches now. He'll be facing the top of the Oryx lineup in Onishi, Shimoyama, and Kitagawa. First pitch to Onishi, called strike 1, low and over the outside part of the plate. Onishi batting .272 on the season. Second offering just misses outside, ball 1. That evens the count up at 1-1. The next offering taken over the outside part of the plate, called strike 2. Oga Sawada, all 5 games pitched in the month of May, Four wins, no losses. Next offering, one bounder, grabbed by Tanishige on the hop. 2-2 now the count. The 2-2 offering misses up high. Ball three. Full count now to the leadoff batter, Onishi. Ogasawara into the windup. The Shobu pitch swung on and lifted to right field. Right fielder coming in fast. And Fukudome lets up at the end and makes the catch for out number one. A long run for Fukudome in right, but he managed to get under it and make the catch. One away for the Onyx. Buffaloes here in the bottom of the ninth, or bottom of the first. That'll bring up right fielder Shimoyama. You were saying?
Good speed there by Fukudome. That could be an asset, especially in Fenway's treacherous right field with all the power alleys.
Yes, it could. The first pitch to Shimoyama, called strike one. At the knees, over the outside part of the plate. The windup, and the second delivery misses up high. That evens the count up at 1-1. Ogasawara into the windup, 1-1 offering, and Shimoyama fails to check his swing on the low pitch. Two strikes and a ball. The appeal to the first base ump said he did go around, and I agree. Fourth offering, swung on a miss, strike three. So Shimoyama goes down swinging. That wasn't strike three. Where did I miss a pitch? Or did he foul that off? I guess he got a piece of that one. Next pitch, swung on and blooped into right field in front of Fukudome. Base hit. So Shimoyama, not striking out. Instead, blooping the ball into right field for a one-out base hit. That'll bring up first baseman Kitagawa. We're tied 0-0 in the bottom of the first inning. Onyx Buffaloes looking to get something going. Kitagawa batting 302, 5 home runs and 28 RBIs on the season. The first offering misses high and away. Ball one. Kitagawa, an instrumental part of the championship Kintetsu Buffaloes a number of years ago, when it seemed like everybody on the Buffaloes had a career year that year. Next offering, misses low and away. Ball two, no strikes, two balls to count to Kitagawa. The third offering, that one's in there for a called strike one at the belt. One strike, two balls. Shimoyama on first base with a one-out bloop single. Here in the bottom of the first, 0-0 is the score. The fourth offering, swung on a miss, strike two. Ogasawara pitching from the stretch now with runner at first base. 2-2 the count. The next pitch misses inside. Ball three. So this is the second full count for Ogasawara tonight. And we're only on the third batter. Ogasawara comes set. Throw over to first base. Shimoyama back standing up. Another throw over to first base. Left-handed Ogasawara on the mound, facing the right-handed Kitagawa. Shobu pitch! Jammed him, swung on and fouled off. Back to the backstop, so we'll do it again. Kitagawa did a good job battling that one off. The 2-3 pitch swung on and lifted to right field. Fukudome going back into the corner. And it cuts foul. Ball hits the wall here at Kyoseta Dome. About two-thirds of the way up, but about 3 meters foul. So we'll do it again. This being Ogasawara's eighth pitch to Kitagawa. Shobu pitch! Swung on and lifted foul and out of play to the right side. Ninth time's a charm. The ninth offering, swung on and lifted to right field. Fukudome going back into the corner again. This one cleared the lower fence, almost made it to the upper decks, but once again, foul. Kitagawa going the other way to right twice now. And going the distance this time, but just a little bit foul. So, pitch number 10 to Kitagawa, full count. Swung on and lifted to the left side this time. Third baseman Morino goes back and still on the infield dirt. Makes the catch in foul territory for out number 2. So that'll bring up designated hitter, Tuffy Rhodes. Runner at first, two down now. The 39-year-old batting .286 with 19 home runs and 37 RBIs. Batting .400, 6 for 15 with 3 home runs and 4 RBIs over the last 5 games. Rhodes is hitting pretty well lately. Shakes his bat, and the first pitch swung on in line into right field and into the corner, but foul. Fukudome fields the ball out of the corner. Rhodes adjusts his batting gloves. Now stands back in. Throw over to first base. Shimoyama back in, standing up. The second offering to Rhodes, a slow curveball taken over the outside corner for a called strike two. Ogasawara comes set. Tanishige sets up outside. Ball thrown high and away. Ball one. Two strikes and a ball now to Rhodes. Ogasawara comes set. The fourth offering swung on and lined into right field. Fair! And that ball goes into the corner. Shimoyama rounding second, going into third, and he holds at third base as Rhodes hits a double into the right field corner, putting runners at second and third and two away for the Buffaloes here in the first. That'll bring up left fielder Allen. Allen's coming over to Japan from the Royals last year. How did he do with the Royals? Do you know offhand? I guess we lost our commentator. Okay, first pitch, swung on and grounded up the middle. A fine play by Morioka to scoop up the ball near the second base bag. Throws to first is in time, but Watanabe, fielding the one bounder, ricochets the ball off his glove back to the pitcher. One run in. That'll go as an error. Although it's kind of hard to charge Morioka with the error when he made such a fine play to get to the ball. Slid, came up with the ball, threw to first, the one bounder, Watanabe unable to handle. Shimoyama scoring from third. With Rhodes going over to third base on the air. The first pitch to third baseman Shiozaki misses up high, ball one. Shiozaki batting 153 with one home run and five RBIs. The second offering swung on and grounded to short. Ibata throws to second for the force, and the side is retired. So for the Oryx Buffaloes, they score a run on a pair of hits and a big error to go up by a score of 1-0. Welcome back to Kyoseta Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the second inning. Dragons now trailing by a score of 1-0. As a costly error in the bottom of the first allowed a run over. First pitch to Tyrone Woods misses inside for ball one. And the next offering also misses inside, ball two. No strikes, two balls to Woods, batting 308 on the season. Third offering over the outside part of the plate, called strike one. One strike, two balls. Davey on the mound for the Oryx Buffaloes. The fourth offering catches the outside corner, strike two. Davey's next offering swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Woods protecting the plate. So the 2-2 count once again. In the dirt, ball three. Full count now to Tyrone Woods. The Shobu pitch swung on and fouled off his own feet. We'll do it again. Davey shakes off a couple of signs, has the one he wants. Shobu pitch swung on and fouled back to the backstop. One more time. Shobu pitch. Swung on a miss. Strike three. Woods fishing for a low outside pitch. Goes down swinging. That's out number one. And that'll bring up third baseman, Morino. Left-handed Morino facing the right-handed Davey. First pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Morino batting 296 on the season, 7 home runs and 39 RBIs. The second offering misses down low. Ball one. That evens the count up at 1-1. Third offering, swung on and grounded to the right side. Second baseman up with the ball, throws the first in plenty of time for out number two. That's Abe at second base, making the play. And that'll bring up number six batter, Inoue. Dragons left fielder tonight. Inoue batting 200, 2 for 10, 1 home run and 3 RBIs. Most often used as a pinch hitter. Takes first pitch on the inside corner for a called strike one. The second offering, strike two on the inside part of the plate. Good pitch by Davies to get two quick strikes on Inoue. And the third pitch misses high and tight, brushing Inoue back a little bit. Two strikes and a ball. A fourth offering swung on and fouled off past the third base coach. Count remains, two strikes and a ball. The next pitch swung on and lifted to center field, and that ball bounces in front of the right fielder, Shimoyama, who had a long run over to make the play. So a two-out base runner for the Dragons here in the top of the second. That'll bring up Watanabe, 0 for 2 on the season. The first pitch misses low and away. Ball one. Dragons have a two-out base runner here in the top of the second inning. Davies' second offering swung on and lifted to left field, left center field. It's the left fielder, way over, almost playing center, who makes the catch for out number three. So the Dragons, here in the second inning, get a base runner, but come up empty at the end of one and a half. Odex Buffaloes lead this by a score of 1-0. Welcome back to Kyoseta Dome. I'm Michael Westbury, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the second. Odex leading this one by a score of 1-0. Buffaloes will be sending up the bottom of their order in Abe, Obiki, and Matoyama. The first pitch to Abe is low and away for ball one. The second offering by Oga Sawada catches the outside corner, strike one. That evens the count up at 1-1. The next offering swung on and fouled off to the left side. Two strikes and a ball to Abe. The fourth offering, jams Abe, hitting him on the hands, and Abe takes first base. So the leadoff man is aboard. And that'll bring up Obiki. Obiki batting 256 on the season, stands in with a runner at first base. Olga Sawada pitching from the stretch, throws over to first base. Abe back in, standing up. Abe squaring, showing bunt. Bunts the next pitch up the first baseline. Fielded by first baseman Watanabe, who touches Obiki out as he goes by. The sacrifice bunt is successful. So one away, runner at second base. And that'll bring up number 9 batter, catcher Matoyama. Matoyama batting 212 on the season, no home runs and 2 RBIs. The first pitch misses down low, ball one. Oga Sawada comes set. Second offering. Misses down low. No strikes. Two balls to the catcher, Matoyama. The third offering. That one's in there for a called strike one at the letters. One strike, two balls. The fourth offering. In there at the knees this time. Called strike two. Two and two. Now the count. So Oga Sawada, after two balls, throws two straight strikes, evening the count up at 2-2. Runner at second base, one away. 2-2 offering, misses down low. Ball three, full count. The third full count of the night for Oga Sawada. Throwing an awful lot of pitches. We're only in the bottom of the second inning. Shobu pitch. Misses high and away. Ball four. So Matoyama draws a base on balls. And that brings us back to the top of the order in Onishi. The first pitch to Matoyama misses down low, or to Onishi rather, misses down low, ball one. The next offering in there for a called strike one. 1-1 now the count to Onishi. The next offering swung on and lifted to right field. Fukudome has it played perfectly. Doesn't have to take a step till the last second where he takes a step in. Catching the ball, firing it back in, and holding Abe at second base. So that's two away. And Shimoyama coming up to bat. Shimoyama, his first at bat, blooped the ball into right field for a base hit. .333 average with 2 home runs and 12 RBIs over the last 5 games. First offering misses low and away. Ball one. The second offering, that one's in there for a called strike one. 1-1, now the count to Shimoyama. The 1-1 offering called strike two. Two strikes and a ball now, the count to Onishi. The fourth offering swung on and grounded fair up the left field line. Abe rounds third. He comes around to score. And the runner at first base, Matoyama, also rounds third. The throw home is not in time. Two runs. Shimoyama, two-run double up the left field line, puts the Buffaloes up by a score of 3-0.
Not what Shunichi needed there.
No, it wasn't. It was a good relay back into home, but not in time. Nori was playing a bit off the third base bag. Oh, wait, that's not Nori at third. Morino was playing a bit off the third base bag. And diving toward the bag was unable to come even close. That ball getting into the left field corner. So that brings up Kitagawa with runner at second and two away. First pitch misses high and away. Ball one.
Ogasawara looks definitely rattled.
Yeah. Well, the first inning he gave up the one unearned run thanks to the error. But. The second offering misses away, ball two. No strikes, two balls to Kitagawa. Kitagawa in the first fouled a number of them off to the right side. One of them having the distance. The next offering swung on and lifted to straightaway center field. Second baseman Morioka goes back and in shallow center field makes the catch for out number three, but not before Shimoyama hits a two-out double down the left field line, scoring two, putting the Oryx Buffaloes up by a score of 3-0. And now, I'll turn it over to Nelson for an update on other scores around NPB.
Thank you, Michael. At last update, the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles in the second inning have a 2-0 lead over the Hanshin Tigers. The Yomiuri Giants trail the red-hot Chiba Lotte Marines by a score of 2-1. There's no score in the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks Yokohama Bay Stars game. Kudo escaping a bases-loaded jam in the first inning.
Sounds like Kudo.
In Hokkaido. Yep. And in Hokkaido, the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters, winners of their last 13 straight games, hold a 1-0 lead in the third over the Hiroshima Toyo Carp.
Was it 13 or 12? I thought they were going for number 13 tonight.
Maybe, yes. Check that. It is. They have won 12 in a row.
Okay. So, thank you.
Yep. Yep. At the Goodwill Dome, the Cebu Lions, who are in a free fall right now, trailed the Yakult Swallows by a score of 3-0 in the second. And of course,
okay,
here.
Okay. Thank you for the score update. And here at Kyoseta Dome, the Oryx Buffaloes jumping out to an early 3-0 lead after two innings. The Chunichi Dragons, here in the third, will be sending up numbers 8, 9, and 1 batters, Tanishige, Morioka, and Ibata. Davey on the mound for the Buffaloes. First pitch to Tanishige, misses way up high. Ball one. The second one, pitch in there for a called strike one. 1-1 now the count to Tanishige, batting 233 with 3 home runs and 13 RBIs. Second offering, or third offering, swung on and grounded up the middle, past second base, into center field. Base hit. So the leadoff man is aboard for the Dragons here in the top of the third. And that'll bring up second baseman Morioka.
Can we expect a theft of second base here?
What was that?
Can we expect a theft of second base?
Tanishige? No. First pitch to Morioka, misses low and inside, ball one.
Please forgive me, folks, I'm still new to the Japanese side of the game.
No problem. The second offering, grounded to Obiki at short. Up with the ball, toss to Abe, relay to Watanabe, no, not Watanabe, Kitagawa, in time, 6-4-3, double play. So, nobody on, and two away. And that brings us to the top of the order in Ibata. The first pitch swung on and grounded to Abe at second base. Throws to first in plenty of time for out number three. So the Dragons here in the third inning get their leadoff man aboard, but they're down in order. At the end of 2.5, Dragons continue to trail by a score of 3-0. Welcome back to Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. I'm Michael Westphal, your host, with Jim Nelson. We're going to the bottom of the third inning, where designated hitter Rhodes, followed by Allen and Shimoyazaki, will be batting for the Oryx Buffaloes. Chunichi currently 2.5 games out of first place in the Central League. In the past, they've had a lot of trouble with the Pacific League teams in interleague play.
That also includes their futility in the Japan series, too, don't forget.
Yes, it does. You've got that right. And Tanishige is late coming out of the Dragons' dugout. Tanishige was doubled up on the double play ball hit by Morioka.
Let's hope he's not hurt.
I certainly hope not. Tanishige, for the longest time, was with the Bay Stars and definitely one of my favorite players while he was there. Since going to the Dragons, he has absolutely killed Yokohama. He'll be batting 125 against the rest of the league and 400 against the Bay Stars.
It's kind of how
that may
it
be
goes,
a little exaggeration, but it's certainly seemed that way.
Yeah. It's kind of how it goes with your favorites, you know?
Especially when they go elsewhere.
Exactly.
Ochiai Kontoku in the dugout just sitting there, paying no attention to the umpire, waiting for the Dragons catcher to come out. There he is.
I should think he'd at least have his leg guards on when, at least when he got doubled up, headed back to the dugout there.
Yeah. Well, he came out of the clubhouse and went directly to the field from there. He takes the final warm-up pitch, throws to second base. Dragons throw the ball around the infield as Tanishige apologizes to his teammates. And that'll bring up Tuffy Rhodes, batting 290. Doubled to the right field corner, his first at bat. Tuffy shakes that bat. First pitch, curveball in there for a called strike one.
It's very important for Ogasawara to have a good inning here. This is the heart of the Oryx lineup.
Yes, it is. The second offering, big swing and a miss. Golf swing. Strike two.
Four.
Go ahead.
Four.
Yeah. A big uppercut swing there. Third offering, misses outside, ball one.
High risk, high reward swing. It's like Jack Cust, who is rumored to be going to Chiba Lotte.
Mm-hmm. And has been hitting a lot of home runs for Oakland, from what I hear.
He's gone cold.
He's gone cold?
Yep.
The fourth offering misses down low, ball two. That evens the count up at 2-2.
Yeah,
it was just one of those get your chance, grab the moment, and after that, the thrill is gone.
Yeah.
Next offering called, strike three on the outside corner. Rhodes doesn't agree with the call, but heads back to the dugout.
Very important.
And that's
strikeout
number one for Ogasawara.
Very important strikeout there. Gives him a little bit of confidence and also sets their best hitter down too, which is something you always want to see.
Yep. And that brings up Allen. Takes first pitch on the outside part of the plate, called strike one. Allen singled in the first run. Or rather, errored in the first run. In the first. Next offering, swung on and fouled back. Two strikes on Allen. The third offering misses down just under the knees. Ball one. Two strikes, one ball.
Speaking of Jack Cust, he went 1-for-3 last night with 2 strikeouts against Daisuke. I'll give you that update in the next half inning.
Okay, we look forward to the Daisuke report. Allen steps out of the batter's box. The fourth offering swung on and lifted to center field. One bound to Hidenori. Base hit. So the Buffaloes with a one-out base runner here in the third. That'll bring up number 6 batter, third baseman, Shiozaki. Allen, 2-for-2 tonight. Ogasawara comes set. The next offering, or first offering to Shiozaki, misses low and away, ball one. Shiozaki batting 150 on the season. Grounded out to short. Or into a force play to short, his first at bat. The next offering, swung on a miss. Strike one. 1-1 the count. One out, runner at first base. We're in the bottom of the third. Odix leading this one by a score of 3-0. The next pitch swung on and lifted to left field. Left fielder Inoue goes back, plants himself in front of the warning track, and makes the catch for out number 2. And that'll bring up Abe. Sorry, go again.
Ogasawara seems to be giving up a lot of hard hit balls and long fly balls. It won't be long before he catches up with them. At least at the rate he's going.
I think you may have something there.
Sorry for stepping on your toes there.
Yeah. That'll bring up Abe. Abe was hit by the pitch his first at bat. And came around to score. First pitch is ball one. No strikes and a ball to Abe. Buffalo's second baseman. Throw over to first base. Allen back in, standing up. The second offering. Not exactly sure why that was called a strike. High and inside, called strike one. That evens the count up at 1-1. The 1-1 offering in the dirt. Stopped well by Tanishige. One strike, two balls. Anave comes back to the on-deck circle to get some sticky spray to spray on the bat. I don't think they're allowed to use sticky spray in the majors, are they?
No, we use pine tar.
Ah.
Stuff from trees.
The next offering, and high and away, but Abe unable to check his swing. Strike two. That evens the count up at 2-2. As the clock strikes seven, we're 1 hour into this one. Next pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Count remains 2-2.
No records today for game speed, unfortunately.
No, it's a pretty average speed right now. And considering relief pitching tends to pitch slower, we may be a little behind the 3 hour pace. 2-2, two out, runner at first. Next pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Count remains 2-2.
At least it isn't a Yankees game, then it'd be guaranteed to be 4 hours.
The average speed here has really increased. I remember broadcasting a number of 4-plus-hour games last year and the year before, but this year, I think the longest has been about 3.5, and the shortest has been under 3 several times. Next pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side again. So Abe is sure trying to extend the length of this game.
String out
as we go to
Suarez
pitch
too.
Number 8 to Abe. A 2-2 offering swung on and fouled off past the first base coach. Ninth time's a charm. Again.
10th pitch of the at-bat coming up, and Ogasawara looks to see. Ogasawara has to find a way to get Abe out. Whether it be ground ball or otherwise.
You're saying this is his big test? 2-2 pitch, swung on and grounded to the right side, and threw into right field, base hit. Fukudome comes up throwing to third base, but Allen cruises on in without a touch. Base hit to right. So the ninth time was a charm for Abe there.
Like you said before the pitch.
So that'll bring up shortstop Obiki. Runners at the corners now, two away. Obiki batting .256 on the season now. No home runs and 7 RBIs. Sacrificed runner along his first at bat. The first offering misses outside. Ball one.
Okay, so what it definitely looks like he's having some control problems now here, too. It looks like he's trying to nibble a bit too much.
It may be the monthly MVP jinx.
Starting to catch up with him.
Yeah. The second offering catches the inside corner, although it was kind of up and high. This umpire seems to have a high and inside strike zone to right-handed batters. I certainly think Obiki checked his swing there, but Umpire makes the call, 1-1.
And as many umpires have seen, you just can't argue balls and strikes.
Next offering, swung on and lifted into foul territory. Watanabe comes over and in front of the first base dugout, makes the catch in foul territory for out number three. So, Ogasawada gets out of the jam here in the bottom of the third. And after three complete, the Buffaloes continue to lead this one by a score of 3-0. Now, Nelson-san, how about a Matsuzaka update?
Well, Daisuke Matsuzaka turned in another quality start. The problem was the Red Sox offense gave him no help. Matsuzaka was 7 innings, giving up 7 hits, 2 earned runs, 2 walks, 8 strikeouts, lowered his ERA to 4.63, but he falls to 7-4 as the Red Sox just can't hit Lenny DiNardo. The Oakland Athletics come away with the win by a score of 2-0. And what really hurts is that the Red Sox had bases loaded and couldn't score. Lenny DiNardo walked six men, and the key to any win is you got to make the walks hurt.
That sounds a lot like what Daisuke faced with the Lions for a number of years, where he just pitched absolutely beautifully, giving up just one or two runs, not always his fault, but had no run support at all.
Right, well, Matsuzaka was definitely looking sharp last night, but, you know, the Athletics are a very patient hitting lineup, and they found a way to drive that pitch count up. Threw 129 pitches last night, most by any pitcher in the majors this year.
And that's not even a full workload for Matsuzaka.
Not really.
Thank you for the update.
You're welcome.
And for the Chunichi Dragons, here in the fourth inning, it'll be numbers 2, 3, and 4 batters, Hidenori, Fukudome, and Woods. Davey on the mound, first pitch to Hidenori. In there for a called strike one. The second offering catches the inside part of the plate, called strike two. Two quick strikes on the Chunichi center fielder. Third offering, waist pitch high and away, ball one.
Chunichi's got to generate something in this inning right here. Give him a little bit of momentum.
They could use it. Next pitch misses inside, ball two. That evens the count up at 2-2. Two offering, and Hidenori spins around avoiding that one inside. Full count now to Hidenori. This is the second full count batter that Davey has pitched to. And just as Davey was ready to throw the ball, Hidenori backs out. Davey goes ahead and throws the ball over Hidenori's head. And Hidenori was pretty far out of the batter's box there.
Something like that is not necessarily appreciated.
No, stepping out just at the last second. Next offering, swung on and a sharp one-hopper to Abe at second. Fields the ball, throws to first in time. One away. And Davey has a short word with the home plate umpire. I think he didn't appreciate the batter stepping out there and wanted to confirm that he's not going to let somebody step out so late again. And that brings up Fukudome. Fukudome swings and fouls the first pitch off and out of play to the left side. One quick strike. Davey's second offering swung on and fouled off to the left side. So Fukudome in the hole quickly. Two strikes, no balls. The next offering misses high and away. Ball one. Two strikes and a ball. And the fourth offering. Did Fukudome foul that off? No, he just backed out of the way of that one. Pitch very inside. The 2-2 offering swung on and lined into center field. One bound, two bound, base hit! So Fukudome, a single into right field with one away. Dragons down by three here in the top of the fourth inning. That'll bring up number four batter, designated hitter Tyrone Woods.
With Fukudome's speed, we can expect maybe a hit and run here.
That would be reasonable.
How many bases did he steal last year? 41?
I don't have that handy. Tyrone Woods stands in. Throw over to first base. Fukudome in standing up. The first offering to Woods misses way low and away. Ball one. Davey comes set. Second offering misses outside. Ball two. No strikes, two balls to Woods.
And apparently I'm mistaken about Fukudome's steal totals. He stole only 11 bases last year and was caught twice.
So not too much of a stolen base threat. The next offering swung on and fouled back. One strike, two balls. The next offering called strike two on the outside corner. 2-2 now the count to Woods. Woods struck out swinging his first at bat after battling for 9 pitches. Two two offering swung on a miss. Strike three. Tyrone Woods becomes strikeout victim numbers 1 and 2 to Davey tonight. That'll bring up third baseman Morino. The first offering to Moreno misses low and away, ball one.
Moreno, a career 280 hitter.
Batting 294 this year.
Check that, 259.
Ooh, so he's really doing well this year.
I was looking at last year's stats. He batted 280 for Chimichi last season. That was the number I read off.
Fukudome at first base. Two away. Dragons batting in the top of the fourth inning, trailing by a score of 3-0. The second offering, high and away, called strike one. Oh, I'm having a real hard time with this strike zone.
I'm sure the batters are too.
Well, the umpire is consistent though.
Yeah, on both sides. It's not like he's favoring one over the other.
Uh-huh. Next pitch, low and away. Matoyama comes up with the ball, looking like he's going to fire to first, but holds on to it. Fukudome may be taking a bit more of a lead than usual. Davies' fourth offering, swung on and lifted to right field. Right fielder Shimoyama going back at the wall, looks up, Haita! Home run! Moreno, his 10th home run of the season. A two-run shot to the second deck in right field. And we've got ourselves a one-run ball game.
Moreno with only 10 home runs.
Davey put that one right down the middle.
Moreno with only 10 home runs last season, and this is exactly what the doctor ordered for Chunichi. Hopefully,
well, he's matched that total this year now. And Inu, it takes first pitch for a called strike one.
Hopefully this translates also to Oga Sawada's pitching, and the win is exactly what the Dragons need to try and close the gap on Yomi Uri.
They could use it. Next pitch, called strike two against Inoue's protest. Third offering, misses high and away. Ball one, two strikes and a ball. The fourth pitch, swung on and lined against the fencing along the left field line, protecting the crowd from a line drive. Some of the stadiums are taking that down. Yokohama, for instance, no longer has the fencing along the lines. The next offering, strikeout looking. That was a good pitch. Umpire didn't have any problems with that one. And Inoue becomes strikeout victim number three for Davey. But the Chunichi Dragons, single by Fukudome and a two-run home run by Moreno, brings the Dragons back. And the Dragons now trail this one by a score of 2-3. And Nelson-san, how about scores around the Central and Pacific Leagues?
Well, in it, we have nothing but interleague play on the docket, at least for a couple more weeks. Hokkaido Nippon Ham is tied at 1 with Hiroshima in the 5th inning. Rakuten holds a 4-0 lead over Hanshin in the 3rd inning. Yakult is up 3-1 in the 4th. Yomiuri trails Chiba Lotte 2-1. The Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks hold a 1-0 lead in the 4th. And here at Kyocera Dome, it is 3-2 in favor of the Oryx Buffaloes.
Thank you. It sounds like we're going to be hearing more from the Hanshin fans' doom and gloom committees.
just like the Red Sox.
Okay, we're back at Kyocera Dome. Olga Sawada finishing up his warm-up pitches. And he'll be facing numbers 9, 1, and 2 batters for Oryx, Matoyama, Onishi, and Shimoyama. Junichi Dragons and Morino, two-run home run in the top of the fourth. Olga Sawada hoping to bear down and hold the Buffaloes the rest of the game. Matoyama batting 212 on the season, no home runs and two RBIs, drew a base on balls his first at bat, and came around to score. First pitch misses up high, ball one.
Do we know how many pitches Olga Sawada is at?
No, I'm marking them, but I can't count them that fast. Next offering, check swing, foul ball. One and one now the count.
It's not like pitch count is something that's really kept track of in Japan anyway.
Oh, it is, very much.
Really?
Really. But whether the managers use that information or not is a different story. And the next pitch, swung on and lined fair up the left field line. Morino, again, unable to snab the ball up the line. It goes into the left field corner. And Matoyama, a leadoff, I think he made it to second. I believe a leadoff double here in the bottom of the fourth. Yes, he's standing on second base. Okay, that brings up the top of the order in Onishi. Onishi batting 269 on the season. Flight out to right twice so far tonight. First pitch to Onishi, swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Whistles blowing in the stands to alert the fans of the incoming ball. Olga Sawada comes set. The second offering. Onishi shows bunt, pulls the bat back for ball one. One and one the count.
Olga Sawada very deliberate when he gets out of the stretch there.
Everything does slow down with runners on. Sawada comes set. The 1-1 offering misses outside. Olga Sawada unable to nibble at the corners.
He's doing a little bit too much of that today.
Although he really hasn't been behind in the count all that often.
No, he hasn't.
Third offering, Onishi showing bunt, bunts the ball up in the air. Pitcher Olga Sawada grabs the ball between pitcher's mound and first base. And Onishi fails to sacrifice the batter the runner to third base. So Onishi failed bunt attempt, and that'll bring up right fielder Shimoyama. But first, Ochiai Kantoku heads out to the mound to have a word with Oga Sawada and the infield.
Probably creating a kind of plan of attack here.
It actually looks like Oga Sawada is done.
Wow, this early.
Oga Sawada tossed the ball to one of the fielders. And Suzuki has been announced as the new pitcher. So, we've got a pitching change here. We'll take a short break. Enjoy the Owen music. First, Oga Sawada threw 81 pitches to 19 batters, allowed 7 hits, no home runs, walked 2, and struck out 1. That's the totals on Oga Sawada so far tonight. The runner at second base is his responsibility. And now, we'll take a short break. Welcome back to Kyoseta Dome. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Suzuki finishes his warm-up pitches, and his first pitch to right fielder Shimoyama is in there for a called strike one. The second offering, strike two, down the middle at the knees. So Suzuki wasting no time throwing strikes to Shimoyama. Third offering, misses just outside, ball one. Shimoyama with runners in scoring position, batting 353, 2 home runs, 14 RBIs. That's 12 for 34 this season. So a little more than third of the time. Next offering misses down low, ball two. So after two strikes on Shimoyama, Suzuki throws a pair of balls. Fourth ball smothered by Tanishige behind home plate. Oh, 2-2 offering. Runner at second base, swung on and lifted foul to the right side.
And Oryx has been giving the Shinichi pitchers a lot of work, falling off a lot of pitches, just hanging tough in there with two strikes.
Sign of good batters to make the pitcher struggle. Two two offering again, swung on and fouled off and out of play again. Count remains 2-2. I read Rob Fitz's Remembering Japanese Baseball, and at least one of the Japanese players in the book talked about, oh no, one of the foreign players in the book talked about how one of the Japanese players just always fouled off until he got the pitch he wanted.
Fundamental skill of batting, especially at this level.
Next pitch misses low, full count now to Shimoyama. Suzuki on the mound has appeared in 46 games, has a 1.76 ERA. The full count pitch misses inside, ball four. So after two strikes, Shimoyama battles the count full and draws a base on balls. That'll bring up Kitagawa. Remembering Japanese Baseball, though, a book I highly recommend any Japanese baseball fan. It really leaves you wanting to hear more of these old-timers talk about the old days. And he did a really good job of getting Japanese to talk about baseball as well as the foreigners.
First-hand accounts are always the most important in any book.
First pitch to Kitagawa, unable to hold up. Strike one. Kitagawa so far has flown out to third and flown out to second. 0 for 2 tonight. Runners at first and second, one away for the Buffaloes. Leading by a score of 3-2. Looking to open this game up. Next offering, swung on and grounded foul. Past the third base bag. Two quick strikes on Kitagawa.
Prime double play opportunity here for Shinichi.
If Suzuki will throw a strike. So many Japanese pitchers, they get two quick strikes on the batter, and then they throw three straight balls.
Tendency to nibble.
Next pitch, low and away, waste pitch, number one. Two strikes and a ball. Well, the thing is that if they would actually go after a batter on two strikes, then they could be more effective with that waste pitch.
Right.
First, you have to have a reputation of going after the batters. Fourth offering. Low and away, but swung on and fouled off and out of play by Kitagawa. Count remains, two strikes and a ball.
I think if Suzuki attacks with a high fastball here, he might get Kitagawa to swing at it. They get to call anyone with these umpires.
High and inside will maybe called strike three. High high and inside to the right-hand batters, high and outside to the left-handed batters. It's the same place that he's been calling it a strike. Fifth offering called, strike three, low and away. And Kitagawa disagrees. I kind of disagree myself, but that's strikeout number two for the Buffaloes. Strikeout number one for Suzuki. And the second out of the inning. Runners at first and second, two away now. And designated hitter Rhodes coming up to bat. Rhodes doubled up the first base line into the corner in right field and struck out looking. Rhodes shakes that bat. And the offering misses low and away. Ball one. My son really likes all of these strange things that some of the batters do, like Rhodes shaking the bat. Next pitch, low and away, ball two. No strikes, two balls. The Giants' Oga Sawada also does that.
Yeah, he holds the he holds the bat in a real funky position, and but you know it allows him to get it. Well, as long as he gets it around, then it's fine. They're the best power hitters in Japan.
Exactly. These two may not have an orthodox waiting position, but they do hit the ball well. Next offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. One strike, two balls.
Tuffy Rhodes, one of those Americans finding success in Japan after having relatively minor or no success at all in the United States.
This is Rhodes' 12th year here in Japan. Next pitch, big swing and a miss, strike two.
Looking to take all the air out of the park.
Just about. Ball just a little bit higher than the bat. Rhodes probably saw a big sweet watermelon coming down the pipe.
And all he got was an aspirin tablet.
The 2-2 offering misses outside. Ball three. Full count. So the second full count in three batters for Suzuki. Onyx batters being patient. Rhodes shakes that bat. Runners in first and second going. Next pitch swung on and hit deep to center field. Center fielder Hidenori going back at the warning track. Stops and pulls the ball in. Rhodes hits the ball as far as it can go. And still be fair, but comes up empty. So the Buffaloes strand two here in the fourth. And after four complete, continue to lead this one by a score of 3-2. Welcome back to Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. I'm Michael Westphal, your host, with Jim Nelson, bringing you the Chunichi Dragons versus Oryx Buffaloes. The Buffaloes had a chance there to break it open, but Woods fly ball to center, coming up just short. We're going to the top of the fifth inning, where the Chunichi Dragons will be sending up the bottom of their order in Watanabe, Tanishige, and Morioka. Davies' first pitch to Watanabe, called strike one on the outside corner. Watanabe 0-3 on the season. Next offering swung on and fouled off and against the protective fence up the right field line. Watanabe flew out to left, his first at bat tonight. The third offering swung on and lined into center field, one bound in front of Shimoyama, base hit. So Davey going with three strikes in a row, but Watanabe not taking it, instead going the other way with the pitch for his first hit of the season. Matoyama goes out to talk to Davey, and the height difference is so huge. Matoyama looks like he's talking to Davey's chest. Davey, very tall. And that'll bring up Tanishige. The first offering to Tanishige. Shows bunt, takes for called strike one. Davey comes set. And the next offering bunted up the first baseline. Davey looks at second, throws to first in time, and the sacrifice bunt is successful. That'll bring up second baseman Morioka. Morioka, 1-5 on the season, has grounded into a double play. His first at bat, first pitch, swinging, grounds the ball to the right side. Second baseman Abe, up with the short hop, throws to first in time. Two way, that advances Watanabe to third base. And we go to the top of the order in Ibata. Ibata batting .291 on the season. 0-2 so far tonight. Grounded out to short and grounded out to second. Davey's first offering, curveball, has Ibata fooled. Ibata started to step back. The ball coming right in over the plate for a called strike one. Next offering. And Ibata squares to bunt the ball inside. And Ibata scared as that ball was coming right for him. The ball just narrowly missing Ibata's shoulder. As Ibata fell to the ground on the inside pitch. He had squared, so he was facing Davey directly, and that ball just whizzed by his ear. Next pitch, Ibata swinging away, fouls it off his foot. Two strikes and a ball. The next offering misses outside, ball two. That evens the count up at 2-2. Junichi batting in the top of the fifth inning, trailing by a score of 3-2. Runner at third base, two away. The 2-2 offering swung on and grounded to the left side. Shortstop Obiki bobbles the ball, comes up with it, throws to first, in time. Out number three. So a bit of a scare there by Obiki at short, but he manages to get a handle on the ball in time for the out at first base. So for the Dragons, here in the fifth, they managed to get a runner as far as third, but no farther. At the end of 4.5, Buffaloes continue to lead this one by a score of 3-2. Welcome back to Kyosete Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the fifth inning. For the Buffaloes this inning, it's going to be numbers 5, 6, and 7 batters, Allen, Shiozaki, and Abe. Suzuki, second pitcher of record on the mound for the Dragons, in his second inning of work now. First pitch to Allen. In there for a called strike one. Allen batting .255 on the season. No home runs and 6 RBIs. Doubled in a run. No, reached on an error. And singled to center. Next offering misses down low. Ball one. 1-1 the count. As Allen starts directing the Oendon as though a conductor. 1-1 offering, one bounder. Tanishige pulls his head to the side and doesn't get a hold of the ball. Suzuki into the windup. The fourth offering misses low and away. Ball three, one strike, three balls. To Allen. The next pitch swung on and fouled back to the backstop. That brings the count full. To leadoff batter Allen, here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Chobu pitch, swung on, fouled, back and out of play. Full count to leadoff batter Allen here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Next pitch, misses inside, ball four. So Allen draws a leadoff base on balls for the Buffaloes. And that'll bring up third baseman Shiozaki. Shiozaki's showing bunt all the way. Throw over to first base. Allen back standing up. Shiozaki showing bunt again, and the first pitch, bunted up to the third base side. Third baseman fields the ball, throws to the second baseman covering first, in time, and the sacrifice bunt is successful.
There's a lot of sacrifice bunting in there.
Well, with especially the one-run lead, the home team generally just wants to add one at a time. And that seems to be the main strategy by many managers here in Japan. And even Collins Kantoku has taken on the Japanese way, it seems.
Pretty much the only manager who hasn't is Bobby Valentine.
Exactly. And Bobby has been very successful without it.
It shows it can work any number of ways.
So that brings up Abe. The first pitch, swung on and grounded to the left side. Past Morino, into left field, base hit. Allen had a hold up between second and third before he was sure that the ball would get through. So that'll bring up shortstop Obiki. Obiki is sacrificed and fouled out to first so far tonight. Obiki batting .254 on the season, no home runs and 7 RBIs. Those of you listening live, I'd like to apologize for the technical difficulties. I'm having some trouble with my router overheating. And I think that's only going to get worse as the summer progresses, so I hope to replace that sometime this week so we don't have this problem anymore. But the podcast, which you can download after the game, will be interruption-free.
Have you considered a heat sink?
Or will that might be a good idea. First pitch to Obiki in there for a called strike one. Let's go show and see. Let's The second offering, that one's in there for a called strike two. So Suzuki, two quick strikes on Obiki.
But how many times have we seen that and then see him lose the batter there?
Exactly. The next offering, up high, but swung on and missed. Strike three. Obiki fooled and swinging late at a very high pitch for out number two. That's the second strikeout for Suzuki tonight. Did Obiki think there was a hit and run on? He swung very late. That brings up Matoyama. Matoyama, a base on balls and double left so far tonight. Scored one run. First pitch, that one's in there on the inside corner for a called strike one. Good pitch by Suzuki. The next offering, taken for a called strike two. So two quick strikes on Matoyama.
Let's see if there's a waste pitch or if Suzuki decides to attack with two strikes.
Next pitch, swung on and missed, strike three, and this was on the outside corner. Suzuki came in for the gusto. So, with runners at first and third, Suzuki strikes out a pair to end the inning. And at the end of five complete, the Odix Buffaloes continue to lead this one by a score of 3-2. And as the ground crew comes out to neaten up the infield, let's take a short break and review the scoring so far for the game. For the Odix Buffaloes, in the first inning, Shimoyama hit a one-out bloop single to right field. He moved to third base on a double into the right field corner by Rhodes and came across when Allen grounded into an error by the second baseman. And it's really a shame to give Morioka an error on that, because Morioka really made a fine play just to get to the ball, but came up, had plenty of time for the throw. One bounded it, and first baseman Watanabe was unable to field it, allowing one run across, and after one, Odix Buffaloes took a 1-0 lead. In the bottom of the second inning, Abe led off being hit by a pitch. He was sacrificed to second by Obiki. Matoyama then drew a base on balls, put runners at first and second, and one away. One out later, it was Shimoyama with a double to left field, plating two. And that put the Buffaloes up by a score of 3-0 after two innings. For the Chunichi Dragons, they scored their two runs in the fourth. With one out, Fukudome singled up the middle. Woods struck out swinging, and then Morino hit a home run into the second deck over the right field fence for a two-run home run for the Chunichi Dragons. And that's all the scoring we have so far tonight. for the Chunichi Dragons here in the sixth inning. It'll be Hidenori, Fukudome, and Woods, numbers 2, 3, and 4 batters. Welcome back to Kyocera Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host, with Jim Nelson, bringing you Chunichi Dragons versus Oryx Buffaloes. For the Chunichi Dragons, leading off the sixth inning is Hidenori. Davey's first pitch is in there for a called strike one. The second offering swung on and grounded to the right side. Second baseman Abe fields the ball, throws to first in time, out number one. That'll bring up Fukudome, and he's swinging at the first pitch, grounding it to the left side. Obiki up with the ball, and three pitches, two outs. Here in the top of the sixth inning. That'll bring up Woods.
Chunichi not showing anything near the patience that Oryx has so far this game.
You've definitely got that right. There have been a number of first pitch swings, second pitch swings. Morioka's double play was on the second pitch. First pitch to Woods, misses low and away, ball one. Going into the inning, Davey had thrown 74 pitches, so add 4 to that now. And add 5 to that now as the second offering misses inside, ball two. So now he's thrown to 22 batters, allowed 5 hits, struck out 4, allowed 1 home run, and no base on balls. Next offering swung on a miss, strike 1.
And to think that Ogasawara threw 81 pitches through, 3 1/3 that he threw?
Yes. The fourth offering called strike two on the outside corner. 2-2 now the count to Tyrone Woods, former Bay Star. Tyrone came to Japan from the Korean Baseball Organization, where he played a number of years. Next pitch by Davey misses inside. Ball three, full count to Woods. Woods has struck out swinging twice so far tonight. Shobu pitch, swung on a miss, strike three. Sansanshin for Woods. And the Dragons are down in order for the third time tonight. So at the end of five and a half, the Odex Buffaloes continue to lead this one by a score of 3-0. Nelson-san, do you have some scores for us this half inning?
That I do, Michael.
Okay.
Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters in the eighth inning are primed ahead for their 13th straight victory. They lead Hiroshima by a score of 2-1 in the eighth. Rakuten continues to lay the smackdown on Hanshin. They lead 8-0 in the fourth inning. Not going to be fun living with those Hanshin fans for a little bit, especially after this game. Yakult leads Cebu in the sixth by a score of 5-1. Cebu seems to be continuing their free fall. I'm guessing the ownership problems are being a little bit too much of a distraction. Shibalote continues to play extremely proficient baseball. They lead Yomiuri by a score of 8-1 in the fifth. Also in the fifth inning, check that, in the sixth inning, SoftBank and Yokohama are tied at 1 in the sixth inning.
Okay, thank you. And here at Kyosete Nome, the Odex Buffaloes lead the Chunichi Dragons by a score of 3-2. And the Odex Buffaloes will be sending up the top of their order here in the bottom of the sixth inning in Onishi, Shimoyama, and Kitagawa. Onishi batting 267 on the year, 0 for 2 tonight, and a sacrifice bunt. Oh no, 0 for 3. He blew the sacrifice bunt, didn't he? First pitch in there across the plate at the letters for a called strike one. Suzuki into the windup. The next offering, swung on a miss, strike two. Onishi completely fooled on that pitch, swinging a bit late on the low and outside pitch. Didn't even come close. The third offering swung on and fouled off and out of play. Count remains, two strikes, no balls. So Suzuki doing what Oga Sawada should have done, coming in there with strikes, with two strikes. I guess it took Suzuki a while to do that too, didn't it?
Yes, with the first and third jam, that's when he really started attacking.
Next pitch, misses outside, ball one, two strikes and a ball. Suzuki, into the windup, and the fifth offering swung on and lifted to center field. Center fielder Hidenori comes in and on the run makes the catch for out number one. And that'll bring up right fielder Shimoyama. So Suzuki took a little while to settle down, but he's done a good job. Shimoyama batting 292, 3 home runs and 15 RBIs. Reached base all three times. Single, double, and a base on balls. Swings at the first pitch and lines it foul. Up the third baseline. Strike one. It also broke his bat. One splinter sailing into fair territory up the third baseline. So Shimoyama gets a new bat. Suzuki says yes to the first offering by Tanishige. And the pitch is in there for a called strike two. Wow, Suzuki just comes after the batters with two quick strikes.
And he's not nibbling once he gets two strikes either. He's starting to challenge the hitters a bit more.
But not this time. Next pitch way outside. I think he had Tanishige fooled. Tanishige lunging at the last second to catch the ball. Fourth offering, misses down low. Ball two. Suzuki into the windup and the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and lifted to center field. Hidenori coming over toward right. One bound in front of him. Base hit. So the Oryx Buffaloes with a one out base runner. And that'll bring up first baseman Kitagawa. Shimoyama has reached base all four times, and that's his third base hit. So, Modasho for Shimoyama. The first pitch to Kitagawa misses low and away. Ball one, Tanishige, a dive to keep that ball from going to the backstop. Kitagawa 0-4. Flew out to third, flew out to second, and struck out looking.
Any bullpen action on either side?
Can't see the bullpens. They're all underground.
Oh, yes, that's right.
The next offering misses low and away. Ball two. No strikes, two balls to Kitagawa. Davey, though, he's, what, at about 80 pitches or so?
Yes, and he's gone 6 innings.
Next offering, swung on and grounded to the left side. Ibata up with the ball to Morioka for one. Relay to Watanabe at first. 6-4-3 double play ends the inning. So the Buffaloes with a one-out base runner here in the sixth. Go up, three down at the end of six complete. Buffaloes hold on to a 3-2 lead. Now over to Nelson Son for some Major League scores this afternoon.
Thank you, Michael. These are the scores for Tuesday night for all you Japanese fans out there. The Atlanta Braves beat the Florida Marlins by a score of 3-1. CC Sabathia with a complete game for the Cleveland Indians as they edge the Kansas City Royals by a score of 1-0. The Pittsburgh Pirates survive a scare by the Washington Nationals in the late innings. They win 7-6. The Toronto Blue Jays score 6 runs in the ninth inning to beat Tampa Bay by a count of 12-11. Philadelphia Phillies beat the New York Mets by a score of 4-2. And in the second half of the doubleheader for these Braves and Marlins, Florida takes that half of it 5-1. More scores next half inning.
Thank you. and we look forward to that. It's so nice to have a guest commentator here to fill in between innings with something other than just Owendon music.
Although music is good, it's a lot of fun.
For the Chunichi Dragons here in the seventh inning, it's going to be numbers 5, 6, and 7 batters, Morino, Inoue, and Watanabe. Morino stands in. Davey still on the mound for the Oryx Buffaloes. He's thrown 83 pitches to 23 batters, allowed just 5 hits, 1 home run, has not walked anybody, and struck out 5. Or 6, rather. The first pitch to Morino in there for a called strike 1. The second offering misses low and away. 1-1 the count. The 1-1 offering swung on and fouled off to the left side. Strike 2. That is 5 strikeouts so far tonight. And the next offering swung on and grounded through the right side into right field. Base hit. Leadoff man for the Dragons is on here in the Dragons' lucky 7. And that'll bring up left fielder Inoue. Inoue batting 250, 3 for 12 on the season. Has one hit tonight and struck out looking. Davey, from the set position, throws over to first base. Morino back standing up. Davey's first offering swung on and hit the other way through the infield into left field. Base hit. Back-to-back hits for the Chunichi Dragons to lead off the seventh. Dragons are looking to get something together. And that'll bring up first baseman Watanabe. Watanabe 1 for 4 on the season. That one hit coming tonight. Batting 250 now. Up from 0 at the beginning of the game. Showing bunt. Bunts the first pitch. Foul. Now what do you think of bunting down by a run?
Well, I figure it's a risky proposition.
You're moving the go-ahead run to second base in this case.
Try and get some. Right. But, you know, you also don't want to possibly sacrifice it out or maybe, you know, botch the bunt and hit into a double play there.
Okay.
With no outs, I wouldn't recommend it.
Well, the second attempt bunted off the catcher. Strike 2. And this is unusual. I don't really think Ochiai really does the bunt that often. Maybe he's seen it work for the opposition so much that he's trying it. Watanabe is still showing bunt. And pulls the bat back and takes the next pitch up high. Ball one. Two strikes and a ball. He was showing swing there at the end of that pitch.
Wouldn't be wise to bunt with two strikes. If you bunt a foul, you're out.
But you don't ground into a double play. Next pitch, big swing and a miss, but fouled off onto the catcher. Count remains, two strikes and a ball. So Watanabe is swinging away now. Davey looks in for his sign. Has it? Come set. Next offering, inside, swung on a miss, strike three! And that is strikeout number five for Davey. And out number one for the Dragons here in the seventh. And that'll bring up catcher Tanishige. Tanishige batting 239 on the season, 3 home runs and 13 RBIs. Has singled and grounded out so far tonight. Or actually, sacrifice. And he's showing bunt, takes the bat back for ball one. Number 9 batter, Morioka, on deck. Morioka's grounded into a double play and grounded out to second so far tonight. Davey turns and chases the second base runner, Morioka, back to second base. Ochiai Kantoku, calm, blank look on his face. Tatsunami standing in the on-deck circle now. Possible pinch hitter for the Dragons. And he can stay in there and play second. Davey looks in, has his sign, come set. Next offering, bunted up the first baseline. Catcher Matoyama fields the ball in foul territory. And that evens the count up at 1-1.
Not giving up on the bunt there.
Nope, doesn't look like it. Wanting to move the runner along. In hopes that Tatsunami can tie or turn this game around. The next offering, bunted up the first base side, but foul! Two strikes now on Tanishige. So the Dragons unable to make the sacrifice work this time. Tanishige did successfully sacrifice earlier. Ochiai now with a smirk on his face in the dugout.
Probably shaking his head too.
Davey turns to second base, doesn't throw. Morino back to second. Davey has a sign, come set. Next offering, swung on, handcuffed, and Obiki fields the line drive without a bounce, throws to second base and doubles Moreno off. Three away. A line drive to the shortstop, who throws to second base for the force on Moreno. And the Buffaloes are out of this jam here in the seventh. So after six and a half now, the Chunichi Dragons can tail the trail by one, 3-2. And in the meantime, Nelson-san, let's have the rest of those Major League Baseball scores.
Thank you, Michael. Picking up where we left off, the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Chicago Cubs 7-5. The Cubs' woes continue. St. Louis edges Cincinnati 4-3. The New York Yankees score a win and gain a game on the Red Sox. They beat the Chicago White Sox 7-3. Texas 7, Detroit 4. Houston 4, Colorado 1. Arizona with a walk-off home run to lift them over the San Francisco Giants 4-3. The Seattle Mariners win 5-4 over the Baltimore Orioles. As stated before, the Oakland Athletics edging Boston 2-0. Marcus Giles with an 8-inning RBI to lift them over the Los Angeles Dodgers by a score of 1-0. And Kelvin Escobar scores a complete game for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. They beat the Minnesota Twins by a score of 5-1.
Thank you very much for that roundup. And going to the bottom of the seventh for the Osaka Kintetsu Buffaloes, they'll be sending up numbers 4, 5, and 6. Rhodes, Allen, and Shiozaki. Fans shoot off a lot of red and blue balloons. Similar, but not quite the intensity of Koshien. Hirai comes in to pitch for the Chunichi Dragons this inning. Hirai has thrown in 9 games so far. No wins, no losses, no saves. A 3.12 ERA. Hidai finishes up his warm-up pitches. Rhodes stands in, he shakes his bat, and the first offering misses up high, ball one. The second offering swung on a missed on the low and away pitch. That evens the count up at 1-1 to Tuffy Rhodes. Tuffy was a fan favorite when he was with the Osaka Kintetsu Buffaloes. He defected to the Yomiuri Giants for a couple of years. Next pitch, swung on a miss, strike two. He got into a bit of an argument with the Giants management and was subsequently released. He tried to come back to the majors last year with Cincinnati, but was released. And he's back with the Buffaloes this year. Next offering misses outside. Ball two. 2-2 now the count. We're in the Buffaloes' lucky seven. Oryx leading this one by a score of 2-3. Tuffy Rhodes leading off. Next offering swung on, fouled off. Past the first base dugout. Count remains 2-2. Offering swung on and grounded to the first base side, and Watanabe fields the ball on a pair of hops, takes it to the bag himself for out number one. That'll bring up left fielder Allen. Allen 2-for-2 and a walk so far tonight. I guess that was considered an infield hit, what I called a error by the second baseman. I don't want to call that a hit. The first pitch to Allen, in there for a called strike one. Am I allowed to disagree with the official score?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm leaving it as an error in my book.
I just make the note that the official score had it another way.
Ah, that's a good idea. Next pitch called strike two on the outside corner. The 2-0 pitch misses outside, ball one. Two strikes and a ball to Allen. I must admit, though, the second baseman, a normal second baseman, probably wouldn't have gotten to the ball. Next offering swung on and fouled off and out of play. Count remains two strikes and a ball to Allen. Offering swung on and grounded to the right side and threw into right field, base hit. Morioka tried as hard as he could to get to that one, but he just couldn't run it down. So officially, that's Allen's third hit of the game, and Modasho. That's like roughly translates to hitting award. For getting three hits or more in a game. And that'll bring up third baseman Shiozaki. One out, runner at first base. Shiozaki batting 148 on the season, one home run and five RBIs.
Expect
0 for 2 and a
here,
sacrifice so far tonight. Hidai on the mound, the third pitcher of record for the Dragons. First pitch in there. It would have been called a strike had Shiozaki held up, but it's a check swing and miss in the strike zone. The second offering by Hidai misses low and away. Ball one, 1-1 now the count. Hidai comes set. Throw over to first base, and Allen is back standing up. The 1-1 offering misses down low. Ball two, one strike, two balls. The next offering swung on and grounded to Morioka at second. Throws to Ibata. The relay to Watanabe. In time. Inning ending. Double play. So 4-6-3 double play on that one. And the Buffaloes are down in order for the second time in a row. And second time this game. So at the end of seven complete now, the Oryx Buffaloes continue to hold on to a 3-2 lead. And that leads us to a NPB Interleague update. Nelson-san?
Thank you, Michael. The Nippon Ham Fighters have taken a 4-1 lead over the Hiroshima Toyo Carp, and they are indeed in great position to win their 13th game in a row if Nakamura can hold the fort. In the sixth inning, Rakuten has had their lead cut, but only by a run. They lead Hanshin by a score of 8-1 in the sixth. In the seventh inning, the Yakult Swallows lead the Cebu Lions by a count of 5-2 in the seventh. The Chibolote Marines lead the Yomiuri Giants by a score of 8-1 in the sixth. And in the seventh inning, the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks and the Yokohama Bay Stars are tied at 2.
Thank you. And here at Osaka's Kyocera Dome, the Oryx Buffaloes and Chunichi Dragons are not tied up. The Oryx Buffaloes lead the Chunichi Dragons by a score of 3-2, and the Buffaloes are sending out Kishida to the mound. And while Kishida takes his warm-up pitches, or actually, let's see how Kishida has done so far this year. And it doesn't look like they're going to show it to us. Ah, there it is. 18 games so far, 1 win, no losses, no saves, a 3.47 ERA. And while he takes some warm-up pitches, let's enjoy some Oenda music. Welcome back to Osaka Kyoseta Dome. I'm Michael Wespe with Jim Nelson. Kishida finishes his warm-up pitches. Pitching coach heads back to the first base dugout. And Kishida will be seeing the numbers 9, 1, and 2 batters. Morioka, Ibata, and Hidenori. In defensively, let's see, we have a defensive change, and I'll get to that in a little bit. In the meantime, for the Dragons, they're sending up pinch hitter Joe. I can't find him on my roster. Wonderful. Kishida's first offering to the pinch hitter is in there for a called strike one. Number 63. He must have been activated today because I don't have him on my roster. The second offering is in there for a called strike two over the outside corner.
I just found him, Michael. It's Donoe.
Donoe?
Takahiro.
Okay.
Yep, Takahiro Donoe.
Okay, Donoe comes in as the pinch hitter. Thank you, Nelson-san. The third offering just misses outside. Ball one. Two strikes and a ball. The fourth offering swung on and fouled back and out of play. Count remains two strikes, one ball, to Donoe. Kishida's next offering swung on a miss. Strike three. Strikeout number one for Kishida. And that's the first out of the eighth. Buffalo's holding on to a 3-2 lead. Dragons now five outs away from a loss. That'll bring up shortstop Ibata, the Dragons' leadoff batter. First pitch in there for a called strike one.
This is not a good time for Chinichi to lose either. They can make up some ground with Chigalote thrashing Yomiuri right now.
Yes, Chinichi currently in second place, looking to gain some ground on the Giants. Next offering. And the home plate umpire says Ibata failed to hold up. Two quick strikes. The next offering swung on and hit to the right side. Abe up with the ball, throws to first base in time. Two away. That'll bring up center fielder Hidenori. Defensively for the Buffaloes, in left field, Allen has come out. And Yoshida Shintaro is in. In left. The first pitch to Hidenori is swung on and fouled off up the third baseline. Strike one. Hidenori so far tonight has grounded to short, grounded to second, and grounded to second. 0 for 3. The second offering swung on a miss, strike two. The ball just dropped right under the bat. Forkball. So two strikes to Hidenori. Yoshida with the third pitch. Misses low and away. Ball one. Curveball. Tried to get Hidenori fishing for it. The next offering swung on and grounded to the left side. Shiozaki gets out of the way of the ball. Obiki fields it, throws to first, and it gets past Kitagawa as Hidenori does a head slide into first base. He immediately gets up as the ball goes past the first baseman and heads into second base. Base hit and error is how I would guess it's called, because Hidenori had that beat to first base.
Easily a rush throw there.
Obiki fielded the ball in the hole there. Really closer to the third base bag than anywhere near the shortstop position.
Yeah, I think that was Kitagawa's ball there. That should have been Kitagawa's ball.
Kitagawa should have scooped it up. So, a single and an error for Hidenori with two down, puts runner at second base, and right fielder Fukudome coming up to the plate.
We need him to produce right here. Base hit will score the game-tying run.
Exactly, and Fukudome has the power to do it. Matoyama, though, goes out to have a word with Kishida before facing Fukudome. And they may just walk him and face Woods. Woods, with three strikeouts so far tonight, is on deck. Who would you rather face?
I'd rather face Woods, since he, you know, like you said, the three strikeouts there, and with Fukudome's great power there.
The first pitch to Fukudome, low and over the outside corner. Fukudome swings and misses for strike one. So it looks like they're pitching to Fukudome. Kishida has the confidence. Second pitch. Matoyama setting up low and away. The pitch low and away. 1-1 the count.
Gotta be very careful here. A decision like this could decide the game, whether you decide to pitch Fukudome or not. Ladder.
Kishida comes set. The 1-1 offering catches the outside corner, called strike two. Keeping the ball away from Fukudome.
Probably setting him up for an inside fastball or breaking pitch.
Kishida takes the first sign given to him by Matoyama. Matoyama sets up inside and high. The pitch swung on and fouled off to the left side. Count remains two strikes and a ball. You called it there. low and away, high and in. But over the inside corner, Fukudome just fouling it off. Matoyama gives Kishida his sign. Kishida comes set. Matoyama sets up low and away. The pitch just misses the corner for ball two. Ooh, that was awfully close. But a good call by the ump. That was outside.
And the calls usually even out after in the course of a game. With all those high strike calls.
Maybe that was the problem. It wasn't high enough for the umpire.
Probably not.
2-2, two out, runner at second. Next pitch, one bounded to the plate. Blocked by Matoyama, who chases the ball down toward the pitcher's mound. Holding the runner at second base. So, full count to Fukudome. Right-handed Kishida versus the left-handed Fukudome. Kishida has his sign, come set. The Shobu pitch, swung on a grounder to the left side. Obiki up with the ball across the diamond to Kitagawa in time for out number three. So Kishida wins that battle. And the Dragons are down to their last three outs. Going to the bottom of the eighth, the Oryx Buffaloes continue to lead this one by a score of 3-2.
A risky proposition in there for the Oryx Buffaloes. They had a shot to, you know, they were going to go after the team's best hitter, and it was just great stuff there from the Oryx Buffaloes.
Yes, you're right. The Hidai did a really good job of nibbling at the corners and never gave Fukudome anything really decent to hit, anything that he could hit a long way.
Or at least make contact with. All he needed was a base hit, and in a tight game like this towards the getting to the end here, I'm sure that the third base coach would have sent him had the ball been deep enough if Fukudome had made contact in that at-bat.
Well, fortunately for Oryx, he didn't. For the Chunichi Dragons, coming into pitch is Okamoto. Okamoto has appeared in 26 games so far. 2 wins, no losses, no saves. A 1.25 ERA. He'll be facing the bottom of the Oryx order in Abe, Obiki, and Matoyama. And in at second base is Kamata. As Donoue pinch hit for Morioka. The first pitch to Abe in there for a called strike one. So Okamoto's first pitch is in there for a strike. The next offering swung on and fouled off to the left side. Two quick strikes on Abe. The next pitch is over Abe's head for ball one. Abe ducks out of the way of that one.
I've heard of waste pitches, but that was ridiculous.
The next offering swung on and fouled off Abe's front foot. He limps away from there, walking the paint off. Says no, he doesn't need the trainer. He'll just walk it off.
The nose hurts.
You know, I see those daily here in Japan. How many foul balls do you get off of feet in the majors?
You see it pretty regularly. It's more off of, you know, most of the times the catchers and umpires, they get the foul balls hit off them.
And the next pitch is off of Abe's elbow, and he's down in pain. It hit his back elbow. The trainers come out. Collins Kantoku has come out, called time. And it looks like Abe is in a great deal of pain.
Uh-oh.
Now he stands up and sprints for first base. He looks okay now. That cold spray can really do wonders. Ooh, looks like a big bruise on his elbow already.
Hopefully nothing's broken.
So leadoff batter on base after being hit by the pitch. That'll bring up shortstop Obiki. The number 8 batter. Obiki most likely will be bunting in the hopes of adding an insurance run. He's sacrificed once so far tonight, fouled out and struck out swinging. He's showing bunt all the way. And he pulls the bat back and swings and fouls the ball past the third base coach. Up the third base line, strike one.
Little deception there.
And Abe was running on the pitch as well. So Collins Kantoku has his players on the move here in the eighth with a one-run
aggressive
lead.
Play calling.
One more time.
Aggressive play calling there from Oryx.
The clock has struck 9. We're now 3 hours into this one. Obiki showing bunt again. The next offering, Obiki continues to show bunt, pulls the bat back at the last second, but takes it over the inside corner for a call strike two.
Expect Obiki to swing away now.
I certainly hope so. Obiki showing bunt as he stands in. Okamoto comes set. Obiki lays the ball down up the first baseline, and first baseman Watanabe lets it go foul. Three bunting, strikeout. So that's the first out of the inning, and that'll bring up catcher Matoyama. No, we've got pinch hitter Muramatsu batting .271 on the season. Left-handed batter facing the right-handed Okamoto. The first pitch taken outside. Ball one.
Oryx is really valuing this insurance run. But should they push it across?
Muramatsu was raised in the Daiei Hawks organization, moved to the Oryx Blue Wave as a free agent. The first pitch swung on and grounded to the right side. Morioka to Ibata for one, and no relay to first. So the runner at first base is exchanged. Two down now, runner at first. Morioka, good play, fielding that ball deep in the hole between first and second. Much closer to the first base bag.
What matters is that Junichi got the lead runner there. You get the lead runner, and that erases, you know, the possibility of the base hit possibly coming around, giving Oryx an insurance run.
And Morioka did a very good job doing exactly that. Throw to first base. Muramatsu dives back in. Onishi, the Oryx number one batter, up to bat. Muramatsu in his prime, a threat to steal. The first pitch to Onishi in there for a called strike one. Leading off of first base, he still looks like he can do it too. The second offering, and Onishi checks his swing, the appeal to first base, and I don't see what the ruling is. I thought he went around myself. No, he did not go around. 1-1 pitch now. Okamoto taking a long time holding onto the ball. Muramatsu takes off for second base. The throw to second by Tanishige gets him. Muramatsu thrown out trying to steal. And a big play, great throw by Tanishige, right on the money, anywhere remotely high, anywhere that was not on Muramatsu, and he'd have been in there safe. So Muramatsu caught stealing for the third out of the inning, and after eight complete now, the Oryx Buffaloes lead this one by a score of 3-2. Now, over to Nelson-san for a update on Interleague play. How are those Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters doing?
They have won their 13th game in a row, and I can tell you this. This is definitely a major boost for Nippon Ham, especially in that very competitive Central League, or Pacific League, excuse me. They beat the Hiroshima Toyo Kart by a count of 4-1. Seventh inning, the Rakuten Golden Eagles lead Hanshin 8-1. Yakult still leads Seibu in the ninth by a score of 5-2. Chibolote Marines lead Yomiuri by a score of 8-2. And SoftBank and Yokohama are still tied 2-2 in the eighth inning.
So it looks like all Pacific League tonight, except for Yakult. And maybe Yokohama. Hey, we could sure use a boost. For the Oryx Buffaloes, they've got a pitching change. Kato coming on to pitch.
I'm going to assume he's their closer.
Yep. 23 games, 2 wins, 2 losses, 5 saves, 2.48 ERA. Actually, it's taken Collins Kantoku a number of tries before he's found a closer. You may recall, the Oryx Buffaloes started out fairly well, then they had a 6-game losing streak, followed by a win, followed by another 6-game losing streak. And this was all after a 6-game winning streak, was it? So Collins Kantoku has had to do a lot of experimenting, trying to find various roles for his players. And Kato is the latest closer for the Buffaloes. And the Buffaloes lately have been starting to win. He'll be facing the heart of the order for the Chunichi Dragons. Woods, Morimoto, and Inoue. Woods swinging at the first pitch, lines the ball into right field, but right to the right fielder for out number one. So one pitch, one out, here in the ninth for Kato.
Story's been the same throughout the game for Chunichi, just no patience at the plate. That's something they're going to have to work on.
So Morino stands in, batting 302, 8 home runs and 41 RBIs, 2 for 3 tonight. And he's swinging at the first pitch, lifting it the other way to left field. Shortstop Obiki goes back, and in shallow left field, makes the catch for out number 2. So 2 pitches and 2 outs for the Dragons here in the ninth. Trailing by 1.
Just looking for that one swing that will tie the game.
And that'll be in the form of Inoue, who is 2 for 3 tonight. Pair of singles and struck out looking. Batting 308 on the season, which is 4 for 13. Mainly used as a pinch hitter. Takes first pitch for a called strike 1.
Wow, they took a pitch?
The second offering in the dirt. One hopped off of Matoyama's mask. The next offering, swung on a miss, strike 2.
Chunichi down to the last strike here.
And the next pitch, called strike 3. 3 away. as Inoue goes down looking, and that's the final. For the Oryx Buffaloes, three runs on 10 hits, one error. For the Chunichi Dragons, 2 runs on 8 hits, and no errors. So the Oryx Buffaloes are really coming around lately. Chunichi Dragons struggling against the Pacific League again. Unable to gain any ground on the Giants tonight in the Central League standings. So can we go through the Central League games one more time? Do we have any more finals?
Let's take a look here, and we do not have any more finals. The only change in score is in the Chiba Lotte Yomiuri game. Chiba Lotte leads 8-3 in the 8th. And SoftBank and Yokohama are still tied 2-2 in the 9th inning now. And I believe that the Yakult Seibu game has just gone final. If I'm not mistaken, Yakult wins that game 5-2.
Okay, thank you. And I guess it's time to wrap it up. I'd like to thank you all for joining me this evening, live and via podcast. ProYaku Live is a production of JapaneseBaseball.com and is distributed under the Creative Commons license. You may copy, redistribute, and or rebroadcast in whole or in part in any way that you wish, provided that you give credit to JapaneseBaseball.com. This is Michael Westbay and...
Jim Nelson.
Your hosts, wishing you a good one. Take care.